Shabbos, everybody. And have Shabbos in the bowling alley. First of all, a big mazel tov goes out to Rabbi Edelman for once again beating all of us. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, "Ach afilu cherev chada neches al tzaver shel adam." Even when the sharp part of the sword is put against the person's neck, a person can never give up for the mercy of Hashem. And Natan Cohen beat him over and over, 146, 146 again, and Rabbi Edelman could not compete until the very last second, 158. Ashreinu, Matir Zalkin, Manon Berlin, and my upper cinema. Hopefully everyone had a big joy of being here today. Today we came here specifically to enjoy the fruits of our effort of the mitzvah of tzitzis that all of us are machazik ourselves and strengthen ourselves. And of course, it's a requirement. But even so, we want to push ourselves. There's nothing wrong with extra push. That's what I want to focus on very quickly in the next minute and a half. This week's parasha is Parashas Chayei Sara. Parashas Chayei Sara talks about Eliezer, the slave of Avram Avinu, finding a wife for Yitzchak. We all know, if we think about it, the most important character trait that we can ever find in a wife is what? That she should be a balas chesed. Exactly right. She should be a balas chesed. A person who is caring, a person who is giving. In our class, we spoke of this week, how it's not just about being a balas chesed, but also it's about a person who recognizes that you want to grow in learning, and you have to have a wife that's ready for you to constantly, the two of you together, growing and learning together. That's true also. But to be a balas chesed, think about Rivka. When she woke up that morning, what was she thinking? Was she thinking that she was going to marry into the Jewish people? That she was going to have an opportunity to be part of the eternal people? Did she think that? No, she didn't think that. But you know what she probably thought? Today, like every other day, I'm going to be Rivka. And what is Rivka? Rivka is a balas chesed. She woke up thinking, what can I do today for somebody else? Rabbi Yehuda Zev Segal, who started the whole cycle of learning two halachas a day from Lashon Hara, he made sure to start his day with chesed. The first thing he did every single day was chesed. What are you doing every single day? What is your chesed of the day? Do you have a chesed you do every single day you start your day with? Every single morning, the first thing I do, it sounds funny, the first thing I do in the morning after I wash my hands, the first thing I do is I take the plug that my phone was charging into and I plug my wife's phone in. What is the way that you can start your day with chesed? You start your day with chesed. Think about it. What can I do? Rabbi Edelman this week spoke about starting a gemach. A gemach doesn't have to be worth millions and billions of dollars. A gemach is an opportunity. What do I have that I can keep reusing over and over and over again to be able to give to somebody else? You have a lot of pens in your backpack because your mommy gave you lots of pens. Find a way to make your own gemach. You have a grandfather, a great-grandfather, a great-grandmother who passed away. Do it for their neshama. You have your pen gemach, your pencil gemach, your tissue gemach. Like we spoke this week, one person saw there was no tissues in shul. So he brought boxes of tissues. In a shul that I was in Lakewood, they have a sticker. This guy sponsors every single week, and it has a sticker on it, Leila Nishma or something. You think, the chesed of tissues? What is that? It's just tissues. I will tell you, tissues have such a tremendous chesed. I used to get terrible allergies. My nose was running, and the worst time is your nose is running during Shemoneh Esrei. Think about it. You can't even move. Maybe covered in Brias at some point, but you can't even move. What are you going to do? I remember distinctly three people in my life, and of course, my father's a colonel, was one of them, who paid attention that I was in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, my nose was running, and he came over and he put a tissue box right next to me when I was in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. It takes a person who wakes up like a river. 3 years old, she woke up and thought, I want to be a balas chesed, and I'm going to find a way every single day to start my day in the tunnel, to start my day with chesed. Somebody have an idea? Anybody have an idea? What can you do? First thing in your day to start with chesed. Anybody have an idea?
Smile.
Thank you. Smile. Think about who needs that smile. Start your day with a chesed. Think about the pat on the back you can give somebody. The warm good morning you can give somebody. You never know. You know what your mother might need when she drops you off by school? Somebody to say the great value of dropping me off. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Ima. Thank you, Mommy. Thank you to the bus driver. Somebody came over to me this week. He makes it a avoida to say thank you to his bus driver. He has the same bus driver every single day. He gives a real good morning to that bus driver. And the bus driver remembers him. And he probably waits for that guy that can come that day. Hashem should fill your life with chesed. Ezra Hashem, each one of you are going to get a tremendous wife. And she's going to be a Baal HaSedesed. She's going to be gorgeous too, but she's going to be a Baal HaSedesed. And you're going to have amazing, amazing. Everybody, so special to be here with all of you. Have a wonderful Shabbos.